The new book, Love for Imperfect Things, How to Accept Yourself in a World Striving for Perfection, was the number one best-selling book in Korea last year. It has just been published in the United States. It is the new book from Hemin Sunim, who is the author of the worldwide bestseller, The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. Sunim is one of the most influential Zen Buddhist teachers and writers in the world, who was recently named one of spirituality and health's top 10 spiritual leaders. Again, the name of the book is Love for Imperfect Things, How to Accept Yourself in a World Striving for Perfection. And we welcome Hemin Sunim to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is a great pleasure to have you on the program. As a very influential Zen Buddhist teacher, and given your life's work, ultimately with this book, what did you want to accomplish?
I was hoping that my readers will be able to accept themselves more, because I see that acceptance is one of the most difficult spiritual challenges that I experience. If we can just love for our imperfect selves and also the people around us, I think we will have a happier and more peaceful life.
Why is that so hard?
Because while we are growing up, we were told that, you know, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. So we might have some kind of internal judge sitting somewhere. That makes it very difficult for us to accept as we are.
Every chapter in the book focuses on a theme of human experience, whether it be empathy, family, self-care. Give us an idea of why you broke it up in that way and ultimately what we can learn from these various categorizations.
Different chapters within my book comes from different conversation that I have with people. I give a lot of public lectures in Korea, and after my lecture, people will come to me and ask different kinds of questions. And oftentimes, the question evolves about themselves, about their failure, about their relationship, their family problems, or spiritual, you know, questions. So I do talk about various topics because that's what I have been experiencing with my readers.
So the first chapter is on self-care, and you say, don't be too good. What does that mean?
Oh, I'm talking about people like myself. You know, while I was growing up, I was very timid and very always listening to what my parents are, you know, asking me to do. And so I did suppress how I was feeling, and at the expense of other people's requests and needs. So while just putting down myself, I was not listening to what my heart was saying. In the long run, I realized that is not very good for me. And I realized that a lot of people have a very similar experience because they want to be told that, you know, you are very good. You often just suppress your own feelings or your own requests.
You will take these various ideas and distill them, and I would like you to talk a little bit just so listeners can get an understanding of the style of the book, of that distillation process, and how you take these very big ideas and make them manageable for us.
Oh, yes. I realize that people like short advice rather than reading a long essay, which I do have in my book, but if I can break them down into a shorter form, then they reflect and then think about it, and they come back to it. And then even if they read it later in the same book all over again, they will find that some different parts of the book really resonating with them. So depending on what kind of life situation you are in, there are some parts that can help you.
You talk in the book about healing, and you have a section in here about when forgiveness is hard and when people talk to you about being depressed and how you deal with that. I have two questions on that subject. One being why this is such a large issue, do you think, amongst people? I mean, this goes back to an earlier question that I asked you of why this is so hard. But in this particular case, when it comes to healing, of why there is such a need for so many of us of healing. And then I'll follow that up with the other question of how, because later on in the book, you talk about acceptance of is there a point where you have to accept what it is and healing is what you allow it to be?
Yes. I think while we are growing up, we may not have had enough experience where we were accepted as who we are. Your parents or your friends, your peers might have judged you, told you that you are wrong and you are not good enough. We might have internalized that. And then even while we are, as an adult, living in our lives, we may face the same challenges where we are not heard enough, we are not accepted enough. That can create a source of difficulty and then occasion where we need to be healed. And so, for example, in the chapter that I talked about forgiveness, we never learn how to forgive other people at school, which is kind of odd. We learn about mathematics, we learn about different subjects, and yet one of the essential elements of human experience is forgiveness. So I talk about how we go about doing this, and one of my first suggestions is not to forgive too easily, too quickly, and yet we find slowly ourselves in a place where we can be much more forgiving to ourselves and then also to others.
You spend much of your time in Seoul, where you founded the School of Broken Hearts. That does what? I mean, just the idea of that is both beautiful and also somewhat disturbing that we need a school for broken hearts.
Yes, I wanted to start a school that has little to do with religion. Even though I am Buddhist monk, I wanted to welcome anybody, whether you are Christians or Muslim or religion of different faith, Jewish, from Jewish background. So because we all go through difficulty in our lives, we lose somebody very important in our lives. We all of a sudden have diagnosed with different disease. We lose our job. We just have divorces. Different difficulty in our lives. In that time, I wanted to have a place where people can go and have a healing work, together with other people who are going through a similar experience in their lives. So I named it the School of Broken Hearts. It's growing. We started 4 years ago. Now we have two different locations, and we have about 5,000 people coming in Korea.
We should note, going back to something that we were talking about a moment ago, and that is acceptance. The subtitle of the book's title is Love for Imperfect Things. The subtitle, How to Accept Yourself in a World Striving for Perfection. So while there are many chapters, there are many ideas, this idea of acceptance is really a through line, isn't it?
Yes. It is rather hard, isn't it, to accept ourselves as it is. as we are. You know, when I say perfection, how to accept ourselves in a world of striving for perfection, I mean that I don't mean that we should not try to be good at something. What I mean is that oftentimes we become obsessed with perfection to the point that we become neurotic, and then nobody else really care. And yet I, ended up, paying too much attention and energy, and thereby ruining our relationship with our family or people around us. Oftentimes, that idea of perfection only, is true for the person, not necessarily for everyone else. So if we can actually let go of our neurotic perfectionist self and learn to care more about people around you, pay more attention to your relationships, so having much more balanced life, I think that's more important.
And when it comes to letting go, when it comes to acceptance, you believe that meditation can certainly help in that?
Oh, definitely. When we stop and become mindful of what's going on in our mind in relation to, things around us, for example, then we can learn to slow down. And then there is a moment of a pause and peace. And in that space of peace, we can recenter ourselves. We don't have to react so much. We can find ourselves at peace.
Well, the book is fascinating. It's also a beautiful book. It's beautifully illustrated and beautifully put together. It's Love for Imperfect Things, How to Accept Yourself in a World Striving for Perfection. It is published by Penguin. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, Love for Imperfect Things. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.